for this gin and cotton, we'd take them cotton seeds, them plants, put them on some, we call them horses, you know, out the yard, put your things out there, on there, and you'd cut your apples or peaches, or mash your plums out, or I mean your figs, or whatever you had, and put them out there on that, and the sun dried them. Well, at night comes, you had a what you call a wagon sheet, when the whole cotton, a big old thick sheet, just put over the cotton, keep from flying off. You spread it over that at night to keep the dew from falling on. Well, the next morning you take it off. You didn't have to take it up. And when they got dry, you took it up, put it in a sack, in a flour sack. And you had your dried peaches and apples all away. You didn't have to buy them.
That's interesting. Go ahead.
That's all. I said, that's the way we done that, you see.
Yeah. Now, talking about sacks, you said flour would come in maybe.
And sacks. And little cloth white cloths. You could buy it in sacks or a barrel.
Uh-huh.
You know. But so, and God for then, after quit making barrels, you know, a long, long time, Lord, of course, when I come on, look, it used to, you know, you'd buy it in 10 pounds or 15 pounds or 50 pounds sacks of flour. Kind of like sometimes you buy it in the store now, like meal comes in.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be in them little flour sacks, and you save them to put your hams in or to put your dried fruit in.
What kind of sack did you call that, a meal sack?
It was called, a flour sack or meal sack, which is made out of unbleached domestic, you know, stuff. And if you didn't have none, you'd buy some domestic stuff and sew it up and make your sacks. Put your dried fruit in, you know, if you didn't have sacks to put it in.
Some folks used to use those sacks to make dresses or stuff out of, didn't they?
Yeah, and make underclothes and things out of for men and women.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and aprons and everything. And they take them and fix them to dry your dishes with, you know, hem them, wash them out, and fix them, dry your dishes with.
Okay, now, about other sacks, what might come in it? Would potatoes come in, or meal, or something like that?
Well, meal would come in a flour. It would come in a flour sack.
Feed,
mostly come in a toast sack, what they call that old brown sack. We call it a toast sack, you know. It'd come in there. Now you don't have any of that, you know, it's all everything's put in a paper bag, paper sacks, and everything you buy now. It's not no, you don't ever have, and when you pick cotton, you know, you bought real thick stuff called cotton sacking.
Yeah.
You bought it and you made your sacks to put it in. You make it so long as you want or how short you want it. You put the strap, everybody made the strap to fit the shoulder. If you was tall, you had a lot, you know, short anything.
Now, Ms. Holy, you used to carry grain to the mill? Did you ever carry grain to the mill?
No, I don't believe I did.
I see.
Yeah.
Now, the amount of wood you might carry in from the, you know, from the, you
wood
call
yard?
It what?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you see, you had a place at the window, the fireplace. It had a chef built there by your window. All you had to do is raise your window and have a long shelf, and they kept that stacked with wood.
Really?
Wood shelf. That'd be a day and night. You put it up there like tonight, it'd be enough to do you till tomorrow evening. Have all, you know, cause before you burn all the next day, you see.
Yes,
well, then that evening, you went out there and you filled up the wood shelf. Cut kindling. We call it pine, you know, call it kindling. Put they had a box on the end of that. You made cut up fine kindling to go in there and start your fire with.
Yeah.
And they didn't stack the field, like just like it's a yard fence. They'd stack the wood around the fence, you know, up against the fence. And it'd be a plank fence. You'd go down and pull your wood out through these cracks. You'd have to go and open the gate to go out there to get it.
I see. So you might go get
a stick of wood, called a stick of wood.
An arm
full of wood. Oh. Of course, we call stick wood, you know, and it had a wheelbarrow. You'd hold it in up onto the wood shelf on a wheelbarrow.
Oh, I see.
You see. And put it in there, put it up on that shelf.
Right.
And every room had a chimney, as I said. And every wood member had a wood shelf.
No kidding.
Yeah, that's right.
You almost burned a lot of wood.
Well, you did. Well, there's a big family. Of course, we didn't.
Yeah.
See, we just burnt one fireplace, because he was just six in my family, my three brothers, you know, his four and two mother and father. But in the other room, what if anybody come to sleep over there, well, they had a fireplace too, you see. You'd have had a wood shelf there that you put wood on.
Yeah.